we cross now to Kagiso. I thought it was meant to be a one-day shutdown, but I see demonstrations are continuing. The issue of policing, how is it meant to be resolved? That's part and parcel of the conversation around Kagiso. I saw my colleague, Buhlembele, earlier on picking up a, what do you call it, a bulletproof vest and a helmet as he made his way to Kagiso. Residents have been protesting about Zamazamas. This is in the wake of that gang rape incident from Krugersdorp that literally sent chills, I think, through all of us, that this is happening in our country, in our city, and it's a day-to-day thing, and police are often accused of being part and parcel of the problem. I've once gone to those Zamazama areas. It is a scary area. Buhle, as I said, a rubber bullet vest. What is it? A bullet? Yeah, bulletproof vest and a helmet. Talk to us about the tension that would make a journalist say, I need extra precautionary measures when I go cover the story.
Good afternoon, TD. Well, yesterday things took a turn when two police helicopters arrived at Solfiji informal settlement, where there was a massive crowd of residents as there were men hunting for the Zamazamas or the illegal miners in the nearby mining dumps, as well as the informal settlement where they believe there are some of the shacks there where they live, and also some of those shacks, there are holes inside the TD where those holes are a pathway leading them just underground to the mining dumps where they do all the activities there. So yesterday things took quite, there was a bit of tension. It got a bit of more dangerous as the police tried to disperse the crowd, as they were trying to now take the matter into their own hands, which where we saw one of the Zamazamas being attacked and stoned to death, and some others were also attacked by the protesters with anger, as they were accusing the police of protecting them, saying, they arrest them, they will relieve them. So it's best that they deal with these Zamazamas on their own.
And what are you seeing today? You've made your way back there, I understand. I'm hearing reports that the demonstrations have moved from one area to another. What are you seeing upon arrival in Kagiso?
Well, TD, police have indicated that several roads, entry points into the township Kagiso, have been blockaded. While driving into Kagiso, I've drove around just trying to check all the entry points. Most of them are open. Roads are clear. It seems to be calm in most parts, especially Soul City Extension 8 as well as Section 3 Mobile, where tensions were high yesterday. But today, action is at Munsterville, where the residents there are also on the manhunt of the Zamazamas. That's where I'm at right now, where the Munsterville residents are now also on their own manhunt. There's not much of a bigger crowd as compared to yesterday here. And also another thing, police are not present at the moment here. We do not know whether they will be making their way anytime soon, but there's no police on site. There's only just the residents also blocking some of the roads in this area here in Munsterville, and just also looking for these Zamazamas in the nearby mining dump.
Buhle, what is your general sense around the issue of policing? I'm listening to you speak about how even the roads are being manned by residents in the area. You speak about not seeing police there. Part and parcel, I think, of what people have been crying for there is the issue of policing, saying that they want to see police more visible in the area. I'm sure in some of the conversations you've had where you hear about policing being part of the problem, in that some of the Zamazamas, illegal miners, pay some sort of a fee in order to be allowed to continue as they have. What are residents saying about the issue of policing, and what are you seeing?
Well, TD, there's a lack of policing, is according to residents here. The police are not visible as they hope for them to be. And confidence in the policing in the area is lacking as well. The residents here do not believe or have confidence in police in this particular area, because we do know that also Mukhale City does provide some police to this area. But however, the residents are also not seeing any of the police here in the area taking their issues seriously, because yesterday, some of the residents, as we were engaging with them, they raised that they're only present because now they see that we are taking this matter into our own hands. Tomorrow, the same Zamazamas that we are dealing with today will be outside. They will come back and do what they are doing here, which is illegal and is also increasing the crime rate in our area. Hence, we are taking the matter into our own hands. So the issue of policing is a big one. They do not see police presence here. They do not have hope or believe in police, because they say police are not present. And whenever they call for police to be present, they take their own time and their issues are not taken seriously.
All right, thank you so much. That's EWN's Buhle Mbele out in the West Rand in Kagiso, keeping an eye on those demonstrations, saying that in the area where he is, it's gotten a little bit quiet, but demonstrations have now spilled over into Mansfield. I think that's what it's called, in Mansfield, where, again, residents are calling for police enforcement, for visibility, and asking for Zama Zama's criminality to be rooted out of their community.